It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Welcome to the interface here at IYFWrestling.com, or as you just might as well call it, Hype Central, because we are talking exclusively about memories, moments, and mayhem. March 15th at the Ballston Area Community Center in Ballston Spa, New York, an entire day of great wrestling action could be taking place courtesy of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region, In Your Face Wrestling. So let's start talking about it right now. There's been so much talk about it on this website, all over Facebook and Twitter. M3Con happening during the afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m., the Memories Moments of Mayhem convention happening at that point. So many great things going to be there for wrestling fans to be exposed to. In Graveyard Studios will be represented there. Our great friends at JPW Just Pro Wrestling will be represented too, including other great comic book illustrators and great comic book sketch artists like Christian N. St. Pierre, Peter Sefcik, and of course Mr. Doug Hills, who was responsible for creating the fantastic Memories, Moments, and Mayhem poster that's been on this website, also on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, gentlemen like Peter and Doug have strong ties to pro wrestling, so we're going to be very happy and proud to have them be a part of M3Con. And don't forget about our special guests going to be there signing autographs as well. The three gentlemen we've already talked about at this website, including courtesy of Go Get Them Figures, former WWE superstar and member of the Spirit Squad, Kenny Dykstra, will be at the convention as well. So that's from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are available just for the convention here at this website. But then, later on that night at 7 o'clock, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, the event takes place, and so much great action going to be happening that night. I told you previously in the interface that things were going to get a little odd in IYFW this year, and I was not lying when I told you about that, because the schizophrenic psychopath himself, tattooed ugly Len Oddity, along with his wife Bonnie by his side, will be at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, and he plans to make a huge impact in IYFW that night. Other action we're going to be take place that evening. God, I'm getting so excited about it. I'm trying to get my words straight here. A man formerly known as the Shabazz Tribe Warrior Etana has revealed himself to be actually Prince Ashanal, a man who is actually the prince of that tribe in Africa, and he says that Etana was a representation of his ancestors. He was paying tribute to those men, but now he has shown himself to be his true form. He not only understands English, he speaks English, calling himself once again Prince Ashanal, and he has set out a challenge to good Lord willing for a rematch from last year's Memories, Moments of Mayhem. It was that night that the Boogeyman helped good Lord willing get a victory that night, but this time Prince Ashanal says that there will be no Boogeyman involved. Well, at least we don't think there'll be Boogeyman involved in Ballston Spa that night. He wants good Lord willing, and the good Lord is willing to oblige to take on Prince Ashanal at Memories, Moments in Mayhem. That same evening, the Millennium Millionaire, Scott Scarsdale, fresh off his embarrassing loss back at Cold Snap in January, put a challenge out to the former Tag Team Champions Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. He wants them to take on his two new members of Blood Money that will represent them in the Tag Team Division. Well, Team RPG are no pushovers, they're no slouches, they're no punks, they accept the challenge no matter who it is. But that's the problem. We don't know who it is. Scott Scarsdale is being very tight-lipped about this. We don't know, is it two brand new men he is bringing to IYFW? Is it two men we've seen in IYFW before? Have two men that are fan favorites in Your Face Wrestling jump ship and join Blood Money? We don't know. The only person that does is the man with the money, Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale. We'll find out who the two men are on March 15th. And then, of course, speaking of January, that night, the Toast of the Coast, the Lord of Lats, former IYFW Tag Team Champion Chuck Deep, got a surprise victory through nefarious actions, I might say, over the only Triple Crown winner in IYFW history, the young Austrian, the mighty Franz Roddy. And Franz Roddy was quick to challenge Chuck Deep to a rematch on March 15th to what he calls Austria's most dangerous match, the Flexer on a Pole match. And Chuck Deep was quick to accept the challenge. He knows that if he beats Franz Roddy at his own game March 15th in this Flexer on a Pole match, he'll rocket his way up the contention in IYFW. The way you win it, of course, climb the pole first to grab the Flexer and use it on your opponent. You can use it any way you want after that. That should be a huge matchup happening March 15th. Now let's talk about the Tag Team Championship match. The current champions, the most dangerous tag team in IYFW history, the Savage Wolves, defend against Northern Fury. And Northern Fury have been on an emotional roller coaster in IYFW as of late. It was last year they won the first ever Coronation Cup Tag Team Tournament, earned them a title shot back in November at Season 7 Exit Wounds, but that night the Savage Wolves would still walk away Tag Team Champions. And it was after that event that the former Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burton, the man who signed Northern Fury to a contract with IYFW, verbally berated them, calling them, quite frankly, childish, telling them that they were not taking things seriously, They were completely wasting their time, and it took that tongue lashing from Max Burden, from Northern Fury, to find new drive, to find a determination we have never seen in these two men before. And back in January cold snap, they sent a strong message to the Savage Wolves and all of IYFW that they were taking this as serious as a heart attack. They won a non-title match over the Savage Wolves and earned another tag title shot March 15th. But will it be all for naught? The Savage Wolves have always had Northern Fury's number whenever the tag team titles are on the line. This is a huge night for both tag teams. And let me just tell you, folks, straight up, this is no BS. These two teams hate each other. There is so much animosity, so much hatred between these two teams. It is going to boil over. It is going to come to a full-fledged explosion in Boston Spa on March 15th. And speaking of championships, how about the top prize? The In Your Face Wrestling Championship, currently securely around the waist of the current IYFW champion, the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, as he takes on the challenge from the young Liam McFerrin. And Liam McFerrin has had comments at this website talking about his history in IYFW. And every time IYFW is putting on an event around St. Patrick's Day, the luck of the Irish seems to be even stronger with the young Irishman, Liam McFerrin. 2 years ago, in 2012, he beat Franz Roddy to win his first Newbury title at St. Patrick's Day Massacre. A year later, at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem in March of 2013, he beat Ricky Williams to win his second Newbury title, and now here we are, 2 days short of St. Patrick's Day. He will be going for the top prize, the IYFW Championship. But the Pillar, Roman Dominguez, is no slouch, folks, not taking anything away from Liam McFerrin's past opponents, but Roman Dominguez has been on a tear. He has been unstoppable. In fact, you can look at the history, you can check it out. This man has not lost a match since 2011. Sure, there have been DQs and countouts, but no one has pinned his shoulders to the mat. No one has ever made him submit. He is the in-your-face wrestling champion. Will Liam McFerrin have what it takes? Will the luck of the Irish be strong enough to take down the Pillar March 15th, or will the Pillar stand strong and show the young Irishman exactly why he is the IYFW champion? And well, I guess that's all to talk about. I mean, there's no other matches, no other major things happening that evening. I mean, it's nothing else we need to talk about. Oh, wait, what am I talking about? The six-man elimination match of Survival main event. Are you kidding me? One of the biggest matches ever in independent pro wrestling history in the state of New York, especially around the Capital Region. Look at this matchup, folks. You can see it there on the homepage. Let me just tell you all about it right now. Team Legendary, led by the legendary Chip Stetson, teaming up with the longest reigning, most dominant IYFW champion in history, Pierre the Beast Vachon, and a former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, a man returning to IYFW from November, Justin Credible. These three men take on the combination of Team Icon, led by the IYFW icon Drake Evans, and he has formulated the team of the current New Breed Champion, the Shaft Bobby Ocean, former ECW World Champion, the Man Beast Rhino, and another former ECW World Champion, a man returning to IYFW from January's event, Cold Snap, the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer. So much going on with this matchup. Of course, the bitter hatred between Chip Stetson and Drake Evans. Chip turning his back, stabbing Drake Evans in the back in September at the Coronation Cup show. But before Drake could extract any revenge, he was in that horrible car accident, which led Drake to have neck fusion surgery. He had that surgery 3 days prior to our last event, Cold Snap, and in Boston Spa, Drake Evans was there to support IYFW, to see the fans. He didn't waste any time. He was sending a message how much IYFW means to him and how much the fans mean to him as well, and this resonating with Tommy Dreamer, who expressed his deep respect for Drake Evans for being there that night, and Tommy, of course, accepted a spot on that team. So Drake Evans and Chip Stetson's feud going to come to a head. And don't forget, also, we have on opposite sides of the fence, Justin Credible and Tommy Dreamer. This is a rivalry that goes back to 1998 in ECW. These two men have always had animosity for each other. There has been this rivalry going on forever, and it is going to come to a head, a part of this main event. Can you imagine? We were going to see Justin Credible in the ring with the likes of Tommy Dreamer and Rhino. These are huge matchups happening for you fans. $15 for a front row ticket, $10 for a general admission ticket. You're not going to get this any other place, folks. You got to go to the merchandise section of this website. Get your tickets right now. They are going fast. I can't stress that enough. It is going fast. You got to get them right now. Don't miss out on this opportunity to see this once in a lifetime event. second to none. Nobody can top it. Nobody can even try. Don't forget, the convention happening from 1 to 5. Tickets for the convention are $10 only. Kids 5 and under are free. You can get tickets just for the event, though, which are $15 for front row, and general admission is $10. Kids 5 and under free once again. Or you can get a great combination package, tickets for the convention and the event. Front row tickets with for the event and the convention, $22. And general admission tickets for the event and a ticket to the convention, $17. Kids 5 and under are free. Folks, what else can we talk about? What else can we say? Memories, moments of mayhem, all this great action going to be happening that night, all the fun stuff happening at the convention during the afternoon. Don't miss out on this opportunity, folks. It's not going to happen again, not for quite a while. This type of action, this type of incredible excitement that In Your Face Wrestling is the only promotion out there who cares enough to present to you great fans out there. So be a part of it. Definitely be there. And we want to thank all of you for great support. Once again, we want to see you come out there to Boston Spa on March 15th. Don't miss out. Memories, moments, and mayhem. Well, I understand we're still going to be getting more comments at this website from other great competitors that will be involved with the event. We've already seen videos from Princess Shahnal. We've seen videos from Good Lord Willing. We've seen emotional videos from Northern Fury. We're going to be hearing from the Savage Wolves. We've heard from Liam McFerrin. We should be hearing from Roman Dominguez, possibly Drake Evans, Chip Stetson. And we even heard from the Innovator of Violence himself, Tommy Dreamer, talk about what he intends to do on March 15th. These videos, you can see them here at this website. You can see them on Facebook, see them on Twitter. It's all across social media. Everybody's starting to talk about it. Don't miss out on this incredible night of wrestling action. Well, probably won't be hearing from me again until after the event, folks. We'll be talking all about Memories, Moments of Mayhem, the convention, and the event. It's going to be so much going on. Don't miss out on this show, folks. I can't stress it enough. Be a part of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region, In Your Face Wrestling. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.